Ladies and gentlemen, you're on Paul Back Presents 213-761-3330.
Thanks, Dan, and that's right, you are on Paul Mac Presents The Movie Line, where we bring you up-to-date information on movies and entertainment weekly. And on Friday and Saturday, you can call in, listen for an extremely loud beep tone, and leave your comments about what you think about films. Okay, here we go, and this is it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Academy Awards have been released to the press and the public, and we now know who is eligible for the Oscar this year. That's right, the 55th Annual Academy Awards, to be held April 11th at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in the Music Center. Okay, here they are for Best Picture. It's Gandhi, E.T., Tootsie, Missing, and The Verdict. My favorite there would have to be Gandhi. As far as Best Actress goes, I haven't seen all of these performances, but they are Julie Andrews for Victor Victoria, Jessica Lange for Frances, Sissy Spacek for Missing, Meryl Streep for Sophie's Choice, and Deborah Winger for An Officer and a Gentleman. Okay, now I have seen all the Best Actor categories, and I'll tell you what I feel on that, and that is the nominees are Dustin Hoffman for Tootsie, Ben Kingsley for Gandhi, Jack Lemmon for Missing, Paul Newman for The Verdict, and Peter O'Toole for My Favorite Year. I'm going to have to go with Ben Kingsley in Gandhi. And a close second, I'd say, would be Paul Newman in The Verdict. Not necessarily a close second, but close enough. And then third, I'd have to give it to Jack Lemmon for Missing. But I hope Ben Kingsley gets it for Gandhi. And I also hope that Gandhi gets Best Picture and Best Director. Those are my three personal favorites right there. So, hey, let's get into a tape with some comments. All right, thanks for calling.
Hello, this is Larry, Studio City. I'd like to talk a little bit about subliminal suggestions. How about they're being used in motion pictures, and they're used by religious preachers, by advertising campaigns, and music. There's certain frequencies, sound frequencies, that they can be played just very slightly, not loud. It won't be audible, but it'll put the listener in a semi-hypnotic state. And in that state, they can be brainwashed and made to think all kinds of things. And, of course, people who go to movies, you know, they like to feel scared. And the subliminal suggestions aid that. And it's really they also use that they can insert one frame of some image, and they'll put that frame in the movie in a certain place where they know you'll be looking, and you won't consciously see it. It'll go in your subconscious mind, and when you see it, it'll help freak you out and make you more scared. And then with the hypnotic sound frequency in the soundtrack, puts you in a further hypnotic state, and you get all kinds of delusions, and it's just like drugs. It's a total trip. And this can be used, well, it's really a dangerous thing for the most part. It's going to hurt you. Well, for example, I used to have a record, I threw it away, an album called Fly Like an Eagle by Steve Miller, and it's all full of subliminal suggestions, I tell you. You know, and the basic message of that album is that you're better off when you're dead, because, well, then you'll be free and you can fly like an eagle. And the whole album presents images of how beautiful it would be to fly like an eagle. Well, I hope that you just be aware of this and you don't get caught up with this stuff, because it can really freak you out. But most of you are already freaked out, and you don't want to admit it, and you enjoy it. Well, this has been a comment from Larry, Studio City. Goodbye.
This is David from Burbank, and I just want to say I saw Tootsie Meets Gandhi last night, and I tell you, I don't know. It just doesn't work. The two together as a pair, I didn't think it was a very good film. Paul, in response to a caller last week, a person wanting to make a Christian film, I have some people next door to me that I told about that guy, and they are going to call and tell him that he's interested. So, your line is working. Bye-bye.
Hi there, this is John from Northridge, and I have a question. I don't know if you can answer it or not, but maybe you can give it a try and see what you can come up with. I was wondering if you know the birth date of Henry Thomas. He's the youngster that played Elliot on E.T., and I know he's either 11 or 12, or I don't know. I was wondering if you knew what his birth date is. I would appreciate that if you can... if you'd be able to tell me.
Thanks. Well, answering your question there, John, we have somebody on the line, Robert McNaughton. Robert, how are you?
Good, good.
Good. And, well, can you answer his question? I mean, you certainly should know. You worked with Henry for how many months?
Three.
3 months on that shoot.
And then, doing publicity with him for about a month.
In case, you might want to tell him what you did on E.T., in case they're not...
I played Henry's older brother in that, Michael.
What kind of experience was that, Robert?
The overall experience was great on the set and everything. I was really kind of impressed with Steven Spielberg, of course, as a director. But then working with Henry and Drew was really a great experience because...
Yeah, Drew came on the lot at Disney. I met her.
Yeah,
she's really cute.
Yes, and everybody says, you know, well, they, you know, sometimes that, you know, they're worried that, you know, that she might say too much, but she knows, you know, when not to overdo it.
Yeah,
you know, she's not bratty. You know, I tell that to anybody who asks me at all.
Uh-huh. That's great.
So yeah, she's really normal.
I don't know why he wants to know, Robert, but do you know how old Henry Thomas is?
I know he's 11.
11.
And, let's see. I'm guessing, but I think he was born in September.
September. Why? They might have had a birthday on the set for him or something? Or was that it?
No, that's wrong. I think it was, that's wrong. I'm trying to say it was one of the later months because it was shortly after we finished.
So maybe October or November?
Yeah, or even, January.
Okay, well that's about as close as we can get from a very powerful source here. So thanks a lot, Robert, for helping us out.
Sure, thanks. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Bye.
On the night of October 10th, 1976, Carla Moran, a single mother and part-time secretary, put her children to bed and retired for the evening. Her life would never again be the same. The Entity, from 20th Century Fox, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Jagger, Richards, Watts, Wood. A Hal Ashby film, Let's Spend the Night Together, recorded in Dolby Stereo. Live it. From Embassy Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
That's right, The Entity and Let's Spend the Night Together. All right, gang, I'm going to go find the numbers and where they're playing. Hold on, where is my paper? There it is. I got it right here. Okay, yeah, that's the wrong paper. Wait a minute here. There must be... Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, The Entity... Well, let's start with The Entity right here. It's showing at the Hollywood Pacific, and the number for the Hollywood Pacific is 464-4111. Okay, and Let's Spend the Night Together. Don't take that as being personal, by the way. I just merely meant let's find the number together and get the information together here, and it is at the Hollywood SRO Paramount Theater, and the information number that you can dial there for that number is, hey, wow, 463-3263. Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is making his network debut tonight. A great new talent, a truly funny man who has literally stopped at nothing to be on our show. A man who has actually hijacked the star of the show to get his big chance. Let's give your warmest welcome to the new king of comedy, Rupert Hutkin!
Robert De Niro, Jerry Lewis, the king of comedy. It's no laughing matter. From 20th Century Fox, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
That's right, the king of comedy, starring Robert De Niro and Jerry Lewis. It's a 20th Century Fox release. I want to thank them very much for sending me that promo, and it's rated PG. Listen, and it is exclusively, I'll repeat it one more time, at the Mann Plaza Theater in Westwood. The number there is 208-3097 for information. And that's about going to do it for this week's tape, gang. I want to thank you all very much. One special thing I want to announce about the Oscars. They're giving out a special award to Mickey Rooney, a four-time Academy Award nominee. He'll receive an Oscar for 50 years of versatility and a variety of memorable film performances. So that should be great. Or him, anyway. No, I think that's wonderful. Listen, and the music you're hearing right now is from the Pirates of Penzance, and I know that a lot of you out there probably can't get into it too much. It did run on TV February 18th and Select TV the same night as it opened at the theaters. And in case you are interested in seeing it, hold on, gang, I'll go get a newspaper. It is playing at the, not too many places. It's playing at the Encino at the Town and Country Theater, and the number there to call is, incidentally, 981-9811. Okay, lose this piece of paper. Okay, gang, so that's going to about do it for this week. Remember to call in every Friday and Saturday and leave a comment, talk about movies, talk about how bad the line is. No, it's not that bad. Come on in and talk to me, because if you want to talk to me over the phone, leave me your number on the input line and I'll interview you and we'll use it on the show. And other things, our new tape will be on, of course, the 27th of February. And if you want to write to me or Dan Dualface, who engineers these tapes, you can do so by writing to us at PaulMacPresents/Dualface at P.O. Box 2600 Mount Wilson, California, 91023. That's right. So write to us, care of us. That's right. And we'll get back to you. Thanks for calling here on 761-3330. And call us each and every week for another week of film listed fun. Dan?
This tape made in part with Dualface Care and Quality.